2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 74 degrees.
Things looking good as we start our morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this half hour with breaking news along the North Carolina coast, where Isaias has been downgraded to a tropical storm.
Trees are down and some flooding is reported in and around Greenville, where two reporters from WCTI-TV are surveying the damage this morning.
Shamika Moore says that a tree fell on her house while her daughter, her 15-year-old daughter, was in the living room just right in here. She said that she thanks God that this car broke the fall from the tree so it didn't hit her daughter. She said that she was in her room and they heard a loud bang, looked outside, they didn't quite see anything, and turned to their left and saw this tree, saw their porch break down.
A tree limb fell on a mobile home. And, you know, fire crews got here just about 20 minutes ago, and they are already gone because, you know, the tree limb did not cause damage to the home, and the family has been evacuated and put in a shelter for the night, but they will be able to return to their home in the morning. And
Sean Michael Lyle now has the very latest on Isaias and the rest of our top national stories live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, tornado and flood warnings are up along the Carolina coast as tropical storm Isaias tears through. It landed as a Category 1 hurricane overnight and will bring heavy rains and wind as it heads north to major metropolitan areas.
We want to make sure we're always ready no matter what.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio there. Two deaths in the Caribbean are blamed on the storm, none so far in the U.S. Pennsylvania reported no COVID deaths yesterday, first time since March. However, this comes as fatalities nationwide have increased 24%. That's 24% week over week. The Miami Marlins are back in action tonight, playing for the first time since over a dozen players tested positive for coronavirus. Team CEO Derek Jeter blames a false sense of security.
I'm disappointed at the fact of how quickly it spread throughout our team.
Now it's the St. Louis Cardinals who are not playing because of the virus outbreak. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And about a dozen people hospitalized after three hot air balloons crashed near Teton Village, Wyoming yesterday.
Hot air balloon just crashed. Oh my gosh.
20 people on those balloons. It's believed windy weather caused that accident. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The Sundance Film Festival is cutting back days and capacity in January because of the coronavirus pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, organizers say they'll shorten the length of next year's festival from 11 days down to 7. They'll also shift forward a week to start on January 28th. We've also reported on the idea of using other screening locations or events around the country. Right now, City Hall has a requirement that Sundance schedules 70% of their events in Park City or Summit County. Park Record says that the City Council is expected to suspend that requirement. There is a meeting later today. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus keeps canceling events. Snowbird just officially canceled this year's Oktoberfest. Resort officials say they considered several possible modifications, but decided it was better to wait until next year. And Park City's annual Main Street Halloween festivities are canceled as well, even with concerns about their businesses and economy.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. It's tough to call it a cool down when we're still going to be in the mid to upper 90 degree range today, but that is cooler than the triple digits we've been experiencing over much of the last week.
It does heat up just a little bit tomorrow. We're still looking at very warm temperatures. I would say the thing we'll notice probably by the end of the week is temperatures will back down into the lower 90 range, which is a little closer to average or normal for this time of year. Perhaps more noticeable in those mornings as it starts to cool a little bit for the end of the week and first part of the weekend.
We'll take what we can get. Grant says, unfortunately, for those heading to St. George, they're expecting triple-digit highs every day through the 7-day forecast.